Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis. And in today's episode, I want to talk about a dinner I had last night where I currently am in Monterrey on my big adventure to visit every Mexican state. So I'm in the northern state of Nuevo León. And I went out last night to hang out with some locals. And we were several hours in, you know, eating in a restaurant. And the conversation got to the place that a very good dinner tends to get to when the small talk is kind of out of the way and everyone starts having real conversations, you know, telling stories and challenging each other. And right in the middle of it, somewhere between a joke from someone else landing and me following up with a play on words on top of their own joke, and it was well received, I noticed something. I realized that I wasn't really speaking Spanish. I mean, well, okay, I was speaking Spanish. Obviously, the whole table was. But I wasn't speaking Spanish in the way I'd been doing for the last 2 weeks since I got to Mexico. And since I arrived, my first stretch was in Mexico City, and I was mainly at an English-speaking event with people I was hanging out with and only speaking English. And I did go to one Spanish-speaking event right after I landed, and I handled it fine. But handled it fine is kind of the giveaway here, because there was a part of me sitting in that conversation, dealing with the jet lag, and extremely aware that I was speaking Spanish. You know, I was choosing the words, I was hearing my own voice, I was running the language through my head, and it didn't necessarily feel like a lot of effort because I'm still fluent in Spanish, but last night was different. The jokes were flowing and the topics had gotten properly deep, and I genuinely forgot. Not for the whole evening, or it wasn't necessarily one huge realization. It just crept in slowly until I had that light bulb moment where I noticed I'd been sitting in the conversation, contributing and laughing and listening for who knows how long without thinking about the language itself once. It's a kind of a strange thing to notice. It's kind of like the absence of something. You don't usually catch yourself not doing something. You catch yourself doing it. But sitting there in that restaurant, what I caught was the missing thing. It was the little background process I'd been running in Mexico City a week earlier when I was speaking Spanish at a different event. And that's where I was kind of tracking the language, checking it and holding it up for inspection. And that process was simply not running in Monterrey last night. It's kind of when a language becomes a truly natural part of you. It isn't that you keep getting better at it forever. It's that one day in some random conversation, you realize the language isn't a thing you're using anymore. It's just a natural part of you. I'm lucky that I reached that stage with my Spanish long, long ago, but I had that realization again with it last night. So if you can catch that realization yourself, it's something close to wonder at yourself. It's not like, wow, I'm so amazing. It's more like, huh, will you look at that? So if you're listening to this and you're somewhere in the middle of your own hard phase of the language, I know that what you're going through is like. I mean, I know what it's been like this very year because I was focused on Mandarin and Malay, and I'm very weak in those languages. And in both of them, this background process was on the entire time where I'm constantly aware of every word I'm reaching for and how tired my brain is, like a half an hour into a conversation. And it's the kind of thing that is very, very much not natural. But you don't get to the big light bulb moment by skipping through that part of the process and skipping through the awareness. You get there by staying with it long enough so that one day you too may be in some Monterrey dining room and the language gives up its grip on you without even telling you and you don't even notice it. Last night I noticed that I didn't notice it. So who knows, maybe tomorrow I'll be aware of it again and then eventually as I'm in Mexico long enough it'll become something that just happens the entire time. So I'm really hoping as you're listening to this that you feel a little bit inspired, that as you can tell, I'm really excited that I'm at this level of Spanish that I'm not even aware I'm speaking Spanish. And I forgot what that was like, because I've only spoken Spanish briefly for several years. So it's great to be back into this mindset. And I know you too can absolutely have that same Eureka day where you forget you're speaking your target language. So hopefully my story reminds you of what's possible. But thanks as always for listening. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.